you can dig that action. People, here's what they did, man. They got on the computer somehow, you know, it's your local library, and or somewhere, and they typed it in lostdiscs.cjb.com. All right, and on the front page, if you scroll down just an inch, you'll see three old record labels out of the 1950s or 60s there, and we usually keep them pretty obscure. So the cool thing is you may not have seen these record labels before, and that's the fun of it. And then you say to yourself, now which one of these three is like the hippest label of the old record labels, man, that I've ever seen? You get to cast your vote, and then after like a month or two, we count them down in top three order, just the way Casey Kasem would have done it if he was here. And, but Dr. Doc Brown is here.
Damn it, hole.
Okay, watch it, Doc. And yeah, Doc's going to watch his language, we hope. So here we are, digging the action. And Trixie, one of the best friends of our college intern, Chesty. Trixie's roommates. giving us the results. Go ahead. Now, Trixie, this is very exciting, so don't mess up. We're on number one. This is the number one voted coolest label from the record labels at our website. Go ahead.
So this poll is not on musical merit at all.
It's not on musical merit. Okay. No. We don't care how bad they are.
It is extremely unscientific. Okay. The margin of error is like plus or minus 29%.
Yeah. We don't care how bad these records sound or how cool they sound accidentally. It's all about how cool the labels look. And this
to our listeners.
Well, to the people that visit the website, and apparently
right. All 17 of them.
Yeah. So the number one winner now is which label?
Challenge.
Yeah, the Challenge Records label. I'm sorry, how many?
I mean 58%.
58
vote.
58% of the vote getting what? 10 votes.
Yes.
All right, so do the math, Doc. How many votes total, Doc?
17.
17 votes, that's right.
Did I get it right?
You got it right. Did Trixie?
He did.
Wow. He did get it right. Ladies and gentlemen,
no idea why I just said that because I was not even paying attention. Fantastic.
This one is going to sort of tie into the St. Patrick's Day holiday from yesterday. And it's going to kick off a set of like three or four songs now that tie in with St. Patrick's Day for all those people still hungover. And therefore, still celebrating St. Patrick's Day a day late. Tonight, exclusively on March 18th of 2005 on the Lost Discs Radio Show, let's dig this one off the Challenge Records label.
Number one!
Yes, it is Bob Reagan, brother of Ronald Reagan, younger brother of President Ronald Reagan. Bob Reagan now with The Highland Lassie. Oh, yeah, try to dig this, folks, would you?
Thank you.
It's the Lostest Radio Show.
One in every two swinging chicks prefers Jimmy Knight and Dr. Doc Brown to your regular shortwave DJs.
Can a skinny, undernourished barley berry find happiness as part of the rich, round flavor of Duke beer? No.
Duke's brewed with big round barley, Charlie. That's why it's got the kind of rich round flavor ordinary beers have not.
It takes that bigger barley, Charlie,
for flavor that's rich and round.
Next round, Charlie.
Make it Duke.
Skinny barley berries may be good enough for some beers, but not for Duke. It takes big round barley, Charlie, to brew Duke's rich round flavor. Flavor that goes down smooth and clean, glass after delicious glass. Isn't it time to get hold of that flavor you've been missing? Duke gives you more of what you drink beer for. Next round, Charlie, wrap your thirst around a Duke.
Like I said, it's the Lost Discs Radio Show. It's going to happen, you see? Now.
Lost Discs Radio. It's on.
What happened?
Probably some madman or one of those surfers that hang around the beach all the time. They're capable of anything, even murder.
Polly, pretty Polly, come go along with me. Polly, pretty Polly, come go along with me. Before we get married, some pleasure to see. Your ways, Willie, oh Willie, I'm afraid of your ways. I'm afraid you will lead my poor body astray. Polly, pretty Polly, you're guessing about right. Polly, pretty Polly, you're guessing about right. 'Cause a dog on your grave, the best part of last night.
He stabbed to the heart and her heart's blood did flow. He stabbed to the heart and her heart's blood did flow. And it's into the grave, pretty Polly, she did go. He threw a little dirt over her and started for home. He threw a little dirt over her and started for home. Leaving nobody there. It's debt to the devil, poor William must pay. It's debt to the devil, poor William must pay. For killing his sweetheart and running away.
Where's pretty Polly? Over yonder she stands. Where's pretty Polly? Over yonder she stands. With rings on the of her lily white hands.
Now, Jim E. Knight.
She's still drinking.
Serve, serve, serve. Serve Dr. Pepper. Drink, drink, drink. Drink Dr. Pepper. Love, love, love. Love Dr. Pepper. It never lets you down.
Lost Discs Radio.
She's still drinking.
Tell me, are you enjoying the wine?
Sorry, Coach. I slipped on the grass.
It's Jimmy Knight.
And I don't like the idea of spending 14 days with an alcoholic woman.
be my pillow. Take my hand and let me sleep in the coolness of your shadow, in the silence of your deep darkness. Darkness, hide my yearning for the things that cannot be. Keep my mind from constant turning toward the things that cannot see now. Things that cannot see now. Things that cannot see. Darkness does dance, long and lonesome is the day. Brings me ahead. I have felt the edge of sadness. I held the depth of fear. Darkness, darkness, please be my guide. Cover me with the endless night. Take away the pain of no way. Fill the end.
Take a chance with your brain. Alcohol causes sludging of the blood and lack of oxygen to vital tissues. It causes permanent as well as temporary damage, especially in the brain. Be as wise as the businessman. Take good care of your computer.
Come on in and join the fun.
All you kids make me sick.
Please stick around. Catch all these medleys.
Way cool!
Yes, the Lost Discs radio show.
I tell you, Sheriff, something's got to be done about them. The boys are nothing but a bunch of loafers, and the girls are little tramps. They contribute absolutely nothing to a decent society.
We do the share.
Yeah, they do it. They do the Shamrock. Yeah, they do the Shamrock. That's a double entendre. Maybe it's not even that advanced. It's just a play on something. From the Royal Teens. Hey, you remember those guys, you know, where they did the We Wear Short Shorts. That's the same guys, the same gals, off the ABC Paramount Records label. And before that, it was the Young Bloods doing Darkness, Darkness, off the RCA label. And, of course, you can't forget, before that, it was Rowan McKinnon off the Cameo Records label, giving you her version of
Cameo,
that.
Cameo, that won a poll. That one of the polls won one of our polls.
No, there. We never had the Cameo label on the
yes,
poll.
Yes, we did.
Maybe.
We'll have to go back in the archives.
Maybe. Well, I'll double check it for you. Given it's her the murder ballad, Pretty Polly. And folks, you should do it. You should go now on the internet to our website and vote on the new 3 records labels on the poll at our website so you can vote for the hippest ones. Because the 3 records labels that we have on our website now are Crash, Bang, and Boom. And you've got to see these and you've got to vote for your favorite one so we count them down about a month or 2 months from now. And which one comes in first place, Crash, Bang, or Boom? It's lostdiscs.cjb.com. Charlie Bravo. Juliet, did I say CJ? No, Charlie Juliet Bravo, CJB.com. And
Google Lost Discs Radio.
Okay, fine. Go to
it's Google with a G.
Do a Google search on Lost Discs Radio Show. Just spell the word discs with a C. Hey, thanks. We got a couple of emails in tonight. Once again, it was Dave in Geneva, Illinois, and it was Bill in... Bill in Arizona, thank you. Frank down in North Carolina, digging it tonight, man. Those upgrades on the WBCQ transmitter have done him well. He says so himself. And, of course, John in Walpole, Massachusetts now, emailing in and looking for something by Keith. Okay, that guy from 1967, that guy Keith. He just went by one name, you know, Keith. Well, we'll see if we can get to that one next week. In the meantime, the guy that emailed in from Arizona wanted to hear something by Kenny and the Casuals. And he thinks that it might be a 1980s garage band. But I have a Kenny and the Casuals garage band from the 1960s.
That doesn't mean that they couldn't have kept playing in their garage for 20 years.
That's true. They could have been around for 20 years playing. Well, let's spin it right now. We barely have any time left. We only have less than 10 minutes left now on the show suddenly. So let's get this request on for the guy in Arizona. It's Kenny and the Casuals tonight, man. Some 60s garage band action, though. Exclusively on the Lost Discs Radio Show, man. Dig it. Yeah, it's a journey to time.
If I ever return, it'll be a quick trip that never ends.
yeah. Man, the incredible sounds now of Kenny and the Casuals making the scene here tonight on the Lost Discs radio show by request. Man, that one went out by request because some guy got in on the email action. And he did it tonight on March 18th of 2005. It's lost at wbcq.us. And here comes, now here we go. Another email just came in from that guy Rabishu. He's getting a clear signal in West Texas. He's getting a little bit of interference from a station nearby, but pretty clear. So thanks for that QSL, Rabishu. Ladies and gentlemen, if anybody is serious about QSL action, we do have a special Lost Discs radio show QSL card, which has a nice quality, high-resolution picture of Chesty's chest. And then she made this for us, okay? So our college intern, Chesty, made this QSL card completely on her own without being asked. And if you want to get a nice high-resolution picture of her chest, I mean, her name is Chesty after all, we're not kidding. You've got to see this, folks. Email it tonight or drop a request in the in our P.O. box. You know, Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. And Dr. Doc Brown will tell you that we're in the USA.
USA.
In the meantime, email it to lost at wbcq.us. And you got to spell the word lost with an O in the middle of it. Don't forget about it if you know. Okay, so anyway, we did not hear from that guy in, where's it? Who's the guy we wanted to hear from tonight?
David in New York.
David in New York City, who sometimes emails in. So so this is going to have to wait for another week. And if he doesn't email in next week either, then that's it. You know, I figure it's a Bo Diddley connection. So this guy, David, in New York City, emailed in about a month ago. And he said, hey, can you play the Quicksilver Messenger Service doing a song called Mona? And I said, maybe. You know, what's it worth to you? And so what happened was we found out...
You made him mad. You alienated yet another listener.
No, I found out that song that he was referring to is actually a cover of a Bo Diddley record. So now that we've been doing all this Bo Diddley action this month of March, because it's the 50th anniversary, folks, of his first recordings, well, we said, all right, we'll spin both versions. We'll spin the Bo Diddley version of Mona, and then we'll spin the Quicksilver Messenger Service version of Mona, only because that guy wanted to hear it from New York City. But I'm only going to play it if that guy from New York City emails back in to the show. Well, we've not heard from him now in the past 2-3 weeks. So that means he's going to sit on deck for one more week, and we'll see if he contacts us next time. Next time on the Lost Discs radio show. Folks, that's what you've been digging tonight, man. No kidding around about it. Jim E. Knight here with you, and Dr. Doc Brown over there with you.
Yeah.
On the... the microphone's up all the way. He's got to hold it closer to his face.
I'm hanging by a thread.
He's passing out over there. And folks, the worst thing is he's got to drive home after the show. So say your prayers for Dr. Doc Brown and his...
I may be staying in the Lost Discs Radio loft.
You can stay in the lounge. Okay, so folks, we're just about ready to wrap it up here. And thanks for all the people that did end up emailing in tonight. We always do appreciate QSL reports for WBCQ off of your shortwave radio. And now propagation of the signal is definitely improving. And in another couple weeks when we set the clocks back... No, forward. Spring forward. Oh, you got to watch out for the gravity.
We hear about the people, they got us on, they're having a big party, and they're all, like, they got the shortwave radio blaring, and they're having cookouts and hot dogs and all that kind of stuff. And they put us on, and then we can play some party music, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, we can do that.
You know what I mean? Like, when the propagation's good, and it's summertime, and things are sizzling, And you got to wear your booties in case it rains.
Yeah, you got to put on your rubbers, Doc. That's what you got to do. All right. Well, we'll take care of that on our end. If you take care of it on your end, folks, at any time, be in contact with us on the email lost@wbcq.us. And we will... Now, seriously, man, give us your mailing address. We would love to get some of these QSL cards in the mail. Hey, it wasn't my idea. It was Chesty's idea to bare her breast on the QSL card. And she's not ashamed of it, so we're not ashamed of it. You know, and it's a limited time only, because after this semester, she will be gone from the auspices of our studio here at the show, man. So get it while you can, guys.
I don't know. I'm thinking that Trixie did a pretty good job tonight.
Trixie did a great job for us tonight. So let's hear it once for Chesty. Shaking it up for Chesty and Trixie here tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. And that's going to do it. We're out of time, folks. So we'll turn it back over to Tom up at the transmitter of WBCQ. Thanks, guys. And we'll catch you next week live from the Lost Discs radio show. Yeah.